In this bulletin, Russian and Ukrainian talks to end the conflict within the region remain stalled. The US to expedite the opening of an embassy in the Solomon Islands as concerns grow around the Pacific Nations Security Pact with China. And in sport, Teemu Martin returns to the NRL following his life-changing brain injury. With all the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Tina Quinn. A very good morning to you, and first to the conflict in Europe. Russia and Ukrainian negotiators have held discussions in a diplomatic effort to end the war, but Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says talks remain stalled. It's unclear whether the two sides can revive their faltering peace efforts, more than 8 weeks now after Russia first launched its invasion of Ukraine. Earlier this week, Moscow said that Kremlin officials had submitted new written proposals to the Ukrainian government, but the country's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, says he had neither seen nor heard about it. It comes amid claims from a Russian military commander that the nation's offensive in Ukraine aims to take full control of the country's south and the land route to Crimea, as well as the eastern Donbass region. The United States has warned that it would have significant concerns and respond if steps are taken to establish a permanent Chinese military presence in the Solomon Islands. It follows a meeting between a senior US delegation with the Solomon Islands Prime Minister Manasseh Sogavare in the capital of Honiara, just days after the Pacific Island nation signed a security pact with China. In a statement, White House Indo-Pacific Coordinator Kurt Campbell says that Mr. Sogavare has confirmed that there would be no Chinese military base, long-term presence, or power projection capability under the security deal. The US says it will expedite the opening of an embassy in the Solomon Islands. Federal opposition leader Anthony Albanese says that a Labor government would engage in a deeper relationship with Pacific neighbours in the wake of the Sino-Solomon Security Pact. His pledge comes as Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he has not yet spoken to his Solomon Islands counterpart since the security deal was signed. Mr. Albanese is currently isolating after testing positive to COVID-19 and has told the ABC that the opposition would seek to reach out further to Pacific countries.
The first step is that you need to have deeper relationships with your senior ministers, with the leadership in our region. We also need to engage with them on issues which are of their concern. And we know that the number one concern for the Pacific is, of course, climate change. And we would have a positive response on climate change. We want to host a conference to the parties of the UN together with our Pacific Island neighbours.
Foreign Affairs Shadow Minister Penny Wong says the Prime Minister should have played a more active role in preventing the Security Pact from going ahead. But Prime Minister Scott Morrison says it's more complicated than that. The PM, responding to criticism from Labour that he should have called his Solomon Islands counterpart, says it's false to suggest that the Australian government has caused this.
These are not simple issues. I mean, if it was just as easy as picking up the phone or sending a foreign minister, then these issues wouldn't occur. It's not that easy. And I think that analysis, which suggests that that's all was required, is simplistic and doesn't understand the complex nature of the forces that are at play here, or the way that the Chinese government operates within our region and the risks that are attached to various approaches that are made.
The last day of election campaigning is getting underway in France. Both candidates, centrist President Emmanuel Macron and far-right leader Marine Le Pen, will be looking to make their final pleas for office. Speaking to French media, Mr. Macron was critical of his opponent's controversial campaign proposal to ban the wearing of the hijab headscarf in public.
You asked during the debate a question about the veil. She went from the veil to Islam, to Islamism, to terrorism and to security watch list, so. And when one has a project which consists in forbidding the veil, the headscarf in the public space, so breaking with the French secularism, when one has a project which consists in not respecting the constitution and therefore changing the constitutional text without respecting it, to exit from the founding texts of our Europe which have been built after World War II and which protect the people, the right of the people and freedoms, it's the far right.
The victor will begin a five-year term. Returning home now, and the controversial Liberal candidate for Warringah is being met with further backlash after media was barred from attending a so-called Politics in the Pub event last night. Hosted at the New South Wales Forestville RSL, attendees were forced to wait over 45 minutes for Catherine Deaves in a bid by her advisers to prevent her from having to front the media. It comes as now deleted social media posts by Miss Deaves came to light, where she likened her stance against transgender athletes competing in women's sport to standing up for the Holocaust. Key Independent MP Alex Greenwich is now threatening to pull his support of the New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet after he said he had agreed with Ms Deaves and the Prime Minister on the issue. The New South Wales government needs at least two crossbenchers to support them in the lower house of parliament. Turning to sport now, and the Brisbane Broncos have emerged victorious against the Canterbury Bulldogs, winning 34-14. Adam Reynolds was named the player of the match, scoring one try and three try assists. The game also marked the end of Tamari Martin's three-year hiatus from the NRL, since a brain bleed forced the 26-year-old into early retirement. He spoke to the Nine Network after the match, saying he appreciates everything a lot more now.
I suppose you don't appreciate as much until it's gone, and it was really gone for me. And I got the small opportunity to come up here with the Bronx, and I've just taken it with two hands and really soaking it in, because if anyone knows how fast it can be gone, it's me. So.
And now for a look at today's weather across the country. It's sunny with a high of 27 expected if you're in Perth. Partly cloudy in Adelaide with a top of 23. It's also partly cloudy in Melbourne with a high of 19 expected. Much the same for Hobart with tops of 19 as well. Also partly cloudy and 19 for Canberra. A few showers if you're in Wollongong with tops of 20. Sydney's also getting showers with tops of 22, as is Newcastle with a high of 23. Similar conditions for Brisbane with a high of 25. Rain tending to showers for Cairns with a high of 28. And sunny and 34 if you're in Darwin. That's all the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Tina Quinn. More at midday.